Good Day program Tuesday, the 21st of what month? Where'd that come from? Today would be March 11th. For those of you who are marching to Georgia or marching wherever it is that you're marching, March Madness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of madness, this Malaysian Airlines flight and what has happened to the plane, for those of you who may have been under a rock for the last couple of days, no news on the plane, 777, most reliable plane in the sky. The strange reality of whether there were people on board who ought not to have been there because they had fake passports is probably where most of the buzz is. But that buzz, Kenny, has been on this story sort of since almost the beginning. Ken Kessler with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. This hour we're devoted to some of the heavy news stories and the essence of what people are saying and or thinking. We're here to sort of relay what other people, whether they be talk people or news talk people on television, have worked over with regard to some of the stories of the day. So you started to say something. Excuse me.
Well, it's just it's a crazy story that this plane, just with no warning, just seems to have disappeared out of thin air.
Mm-hmm. Remember, what's the movie? There was an episode of The Twilight Zone that had all the markings of the same kind of thing on it. Do you remember? You know, were you a fan of The Twilight Zone?
I remember the episode with William Shatner where there was something out on the wing.
He was on a plane. He was on the wing, or he was outside of the plane. Remember that?
Yeah, there was a gremlin outside the plane, and no one else saw it except for him.
Yeah, right. That was it. All right, I don't think that's probably what did this plane in.
Probably not what happened here.
Two men boarded the flight with stolen passports. FBI has some information on them. Some of it from Malaysian airline officials running their thumbprints through databases today. One official noted that the circumstance surrounding the use of stolen passports follows a pattern used by human smuggling rings. Probably has nothing to do with the disappearance of the plane. I don't get, in a sense, if we have any of us have any psychic sense or other sense, that's not what brought the plane down. And the same thing, remember when the Air France Airbus 330 went down, what was that, probably 3 years ago, was going from Rio to Paris, and it had crossed the Atlantic, and it was sort of off 400 miles off the shore of Africa, and it disappeared too. And it turns out that the problem with that was the plane went through some really disturbing air turbulence, and the plane broke apart. And that's what Airbuses do because they're crap cans. And so there is not much likelihood that the Boeing 777 would have come apart that way. And there isn't the same kind of turbulence in the air in that part of the world as there is in the Atlantic is much. That's why they call the Pacific. And this was over the Indian Ocean, or at least part of it, where the plane that we're talking about, the Malaysian airline. By the way, do you know what Malaysia means? Kenny, you know what Malaysia means?
No.
You know what M-A-L means in French?
It's bad, isn't it?
Bad. Left. Right. Yeah. Bad Asia. That's what Malaysia means. Bad Asia. Anyway, I'm going to throw all this stuff together, and there's probably a kind of weird... There's something really weird about this, actually. At least 36 aircraft, 40 ships from 10 countries involved in the search now spans hundreds of miles through the Gulf of Thailand into the South China Sea, and those are both sort of the outlets of the Indian Ocean. Terrorism may be a possibility. I don't get that out of this, because no group has claimed any responsibility for it, so that's not likely. And there aren't many clues, so that'll be what bugs people. And actually, it ought to bug people, because if they can't figure out why the plane went down, then there's no way of addressing what might happen in the future to something that is similar. Remember when the TWA 747 went down in July of 1996? Flight 800 from New York to Paris. See how well I remember that? And I thought then, and I think it even more now, that there was a boat off the coast of Long Island that was using laser technology to focus on some things in the sky, and that this thing was grounded by that. Or not grounded, but it was knocked down by that. Anyway, that was something that was the plane. They picked all the pieces of plane up out of Long Island Sound because only about 140 feet of water there, so it's fairly easy for them to get all of the pieces of the plane. They put it in a big warehouse. Remember that? They put the plane together in a warehouse, and they found all kinds of things with it. Remember the FBI? They said at the end of the investigation that they came to no conclusion. They didn't finish that sentence. They came to no conclusion that they could actually use to tell people what happened because they don't want to scare the hell out of everybody. It's kind of like the Warren Commission. If the plane had been shot down by terrorists or by, you know, even by mistake by some entity, but who would have been that close to our shore doing stuff except us? We were, and you know how they've made a big deal in the last couple of years about laser technology being used for this, that, and the other thing when it comes to following planes in the sky and doing various things where we have this technology we can use to shoot down if the enemy, whoever the enemy is, was going to come and attack us, we could get them with laser technology. Well, this was the start of the research in that. That's the way I interpret all of this. So, and there's no there aren't any clues. The oil slick wasn't from the plane, and the sighting what was believed to be a plane door and other debris was not related to the. Imagine how much garbage there must be in this shipping lane.
Yeah,
all of this stuff that's there. A lot of garbage.
Yeah, I think they said that the thing that they thought might be a plane door was one of those big wooden spools that you wrap cables around.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, a lot of conversation about it, and we'll have lots to talk about it, and your input is certainly appreciated and encouraged. The way to get to Ken and his social media stand is very easy. All you do is facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug@DougStefan.com or Ken@DougStefan.com, or you can dial us at 888-302-3684. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Hang over.
Use only as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free co-workers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Phil Hosbach, Vice President, Immunization Policy at Sanofi Pasteur. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Please join Sanofi Pasteur and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm Duck. He's Kenny, and we are focused on this Malaysian Airlines crash, because that's what it has to have been unless it went to the moon. It had to have crashed either into the ocean or onto the land someplace. Here are our hosts, Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette, talking to Aaron Katursky of ABC about what is known about these two passengers that had stolen passports, and they used them to get on the plane.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Well, good morning. There are two passengers in question at this point, and their stolen passports could be related to terrorism, could be related to criminal activity like drug running. Authorities just don't know, and they are efforting now to identify the imposters through closed-circuit video being provided by the Chinese, and that's an effort that's seen as critical.
And, Aaron, I mean, one of the things is, it's bad luck for these people to, you know, steal on board this flight, or are they somehow responsible for what happened to this flight?
That's the big question. And until they find wreckage or the black boxes, they're not going to know. So that's why, on the other side of things, as law enforcement agencies around the world try to identify these people, checking through facial recognition technology, maybe known databases against this closed-circuit camera footage, they'll try to figure out who stole the passports. That could identify associates, which could assist in developing a portrait of what took place. But, you know, those are a lot of steps, and some of that's going to take time.
All right, so they know that the passports were stolen. Do they know the identity of the people on the stolen passports?
Well, they know the identity of who they're supposed to be, but they found both the Austrian and the Italian who were not on the flight and who certainly were not part of this. And so now they want to figure out, you know, who may have stolen them. They have the ticket agents that sold them the one-way tickets. So they want to have a little bit more information there. And whoever stole the passports could have info on, you know, who used them and why. So there are a lot of people still to talk to. And the FBI and other American agencies have teams ready to assist. So do as many as eight other countries. And they're also, of course, working in the water to try and find evidence of wreckage or the black boxes.
And what does it say about the status of airport security right now?
Well, that's a good question, because Interpol is now going public saying that not enough airlines are cross-checking their passports with Interpol databases. And the chief of Interpol said, you know, why should countries wait for a tragedy? He said last year alone, passengers around the world boarded planes more than a billion times without having their passports screened against Interpol's databases, and he called that a gaping hole in security.
The flight plan was from Malaysia to Beijing, is it, and then to Amsterdam?
I know the Malaysia to Beijing part, but you know, beyond that, I'm not sure. And there's no real known terror group that's operating in that area beyond kind of regional players. Uyghurs, for example, upset that ethnic Chinese who have been sent to Malaysia or seeking asylum have been returned. But you know, it seems like a, you know, kind of a stretch. And if this was some kind of global act of terrorism, you'd think we may have heard a claim of responsibility by now.
888-302-3684. As you listen to the Tuesday morning Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Rock on, gold dust woman. Take your silver spoon and dig your bread. Lousy lovers, pick their crap, but they'll never cry out loud.
There's a voice from The Voice last night, Cat Perkins. I think somebody who would be tuning up engines. Opened the show with Gold Dust Woman. This is a song means nothing to me. Kenny, what does it mean? Is this a song we should know?
Yeah, no? It's a Fleetwood Mac song. It sounds like a bad impression of Stevie Nicks that she's doing.
Oh, it is very bad. Yeah. Okay, so let's not ruin our ears any more than we have. 24 after the hour. It's a little, I like to have a little beast. The musical world that we live in is a part of the lives of all of us, no matter what our musical preference is. So a little bit of this and some of that doesn't hurt here and there, unless you don't turn it off soon enough. All right, so back to the Malaysian airliner. What's going on in the investigation? Here are our hosts Mike Trevisano and Glenn Forbes talking to one of their callers who seems to be pretty knowledgeable about all this stuff.
There's no way in the year 2014 a plane can just disappear. And if it did, that airline should be sued for $87 billion trillion. I don't know why there aren't tracking devices on these airplanes. I mean, we have all the technology in the world. And people are like, oh, you went in the ocean, Bob said. Big, I don't care if it goes in a volcano.
Shouldn't it be something on the plane that you should be able to find? You know what I mean? Like,
are you telling me, even if it
like
was
my cell phone?
Right.
If I leave it at your house in Lyndhurst, there's a thing that I can call up and find and find my phone.
They can track everything.
Yeah.
Okay, except an airplane with 239 people on it? Oh, come on. David, are you still there, David?
I am still here.
You have flown in your life?
Yes, I have.
You're a commercial airline pilot?
Private, but I've logged over 2.5 million air miles on Delta, American, United over the last 30 years.
With the technology we have today, you're telling me that a tracker cannot be put in that black box, which you could hit with an atomic bomb and it wouldn't hurt the black box. The black box has survived every plane crash I know.
That's absolutely correct. All the tracking devices that aircraft have, which are a total of four, there are four different black boxes on that plane, and they're all trackable, every single one.
Well, why can't we track it then?
Because they're all turned off.
How can they get turned off? I'm asking.
That's the million-dollar question that everybody in aviation science right now is asking. So let me, before I tell you
what... Oh, wait a minute, okay. So you're saying it's a very good possibility this plane was hijacked, and the people that hijacked it knew what they were doing and turned off the tracking devices.
That could be a possibility. But before we go to somebody taking the aircraft, let's just for a second, what are the remaining possibilities to be able to find that aircraft? Now, it's indisputable that that aircraft went down in the ocean, and they know exactly where the signals were. They lost complete communication with that aircraft. They know exactly where that is. So as we're speaking right now, but there are probably a massive amount of ships that are getting ready, if not already have deployed sonar devices to scan the ocean floor. They will probably do this for the next 30 days until they can either find the aircraft or they will not find the aircraft. And if they do not find the aircraft, the question is, where did the aircraft go?
Well, you said something that was very curious to me. They had they turned off those tracking devices. Is that a possibility?
That is a possibility, as the aircraft was taken out of the sky.
Explain that one to me.
Well, you're flying at 35,000 feet, and you have a unidentified flying object that's 6 to 7 times the size of your plane, and it grabbed the aircraft.
You know, I was beginning to think about that myself. UFOs? That's really what he's saying. A UFO got the plane. 28 past the hour.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Tuesday program. More on the Malaysian airliner. I think, though, and this is what I would sort of like to get from you, Kenny, the essence of what was a part of that last bit from Mike Trevisano's program, the caller who suggested that the plane was picked up out of the sky by a UFO. That's really what the guy's saying. And yeah. So without being able to find a trace of the plane, who's going to be able to come up with a good cogent argument that that's wrong under the circumstances? 888-302-3684. So what are the people who are listening to us and want to comment on Twitter.com, wait a minute, Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show? What are folks saying about this?
Ricky says it's just unbelievable that it's still not found. What could have happened? I hope the families of the passengers get some answers.
Well, I just gave you an answer. Plane went poof. And people who say, oh, no, that's not possible. How do you know it's not possible? You don't know that it's not possible at all. You don't. I think it's very viable. And I'm happy to stir that pot, just like stirring a cup of coffee. All right, next.
Marie says, this is so creepy. Could it have landed somewhere? Planes just don't disappear with no trace.
No. No, they do, if the UFOs are after them. Next.
And, Jamie says, and this is about the stolen passports, I've been on too many international flights where the gate attendant didn't even look at the passport, just scanned the boarding pass.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think I said this on Friday, the essence of what happens when you go through, especially some of these third world countries, they could care less if you're not a part of some, the essence of some program, and they're very simplistic. People in these countries are extraordinarily simplistic. So they don't do the kind of checking that we do here or is done in the West. For those of you just joining us, the search for the missing Malaysia Airlines plane continuing, has expanded. Nobody can find a good reason for this plane having disappeared out of seemingly thin air. The UFO concept, as cuckoo as that will sound to some of you, is something that makes a lot of sense to me, frankly. 888-302-3684. Maybe they'll find it on the ground. The next item that we have from host Steve Simpson, here he is on his program talking to former U.S. Airways pilot Joe Henderson about what Henderson thinks could have happened to cause this plane to just disappear.
How does a plane just disappear like this?
Well, we're all scratching our heads over this one because it's just very hard to imagine. It's a large airplane. It has had a very good safety record. It was like 2 hours into the flight, cruising at 35,000 feet. Apparently the weather was good, the initial investigations are indicating it might have tried to turn back, maybe heading back to its point of departure. But you just don't kind of grasp how this could happen suddenly. Whatever happened, it was quick and it was catastrophic.
Well, the other thing that I know you and I have talked over the years, that takeoff and landing are the two most dangerous points. We normally don't hear about planes just dropping out of the sky, right?
That's exactly right.
Does it say something to you, obviously, that there was apparently no distress call, no distress signal? When you say something catastrophic, my brain immediately goes to an explosion of some sort. That wouldn't necessarily be terrorism, though, right?
No, not necessarily. But you certainly are very suspicious. Some type of explosion or disintegration. It could have been a failure, you know, a structural failure. This airplane, when it was initially introduced, not long after it was introduced, they lost both engines on an approach to London, but it was found that it was ice and it was picking up ice inside the fuel system. That's been fixed. And everybody survived that. It landed about 1,000 feet short. So aside from that incident, I think it was in 2008, the airplane was introduced in 1995. It's had a very good safety record.
And what kind of an aircraft? What kind of an aircraft is it?
It's a twin-engine, long-range intercontinental aircraft. It'll fly up about 7,000 miles, and it's able to fly 3 hours. It's by regulation, it can fly on one engine for 3 hours to reach an airport anywhere in the world. So you have multiple redundant safety features.
So if one engine goes out, you've got another, and so on and so forth.
Right. And if both of them go out, you can try to get them restarted, and that can happen. But it's just mind-boggling. Some type of disintegration, some type of explosion, some type of, and so we're looking to get the debris and try to find the black boxes, which are good for 30 days, hopefully. The water is not very deep there. One report I read is about 600 feet. That's certainly not what the Air France flight off of Brazil experienced when they took 2 years to locate that flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder.
888-302-3684. All right, let's wrap this up with an excerpt from The View yesterday where the ladies talked about the disappearance of this plane.
Investigators are wondering if terrorism was behind the Malaysian airliner that disappeared. Two passengers boarded the plane using stolen passports after purchasing one-way tickets. And experts say that the plane probably... They say many things, but it's possible that it could have blown up, and they don't know what happened. But I don't understand. Interpol sends out a list of stolen passports. Mm-hmm. Every country has it.
And they got the computers and stuff, too.
Why isn't anyone, you know, because why aren't we doing it?
When you go in, you know, you and I, we've all traveled so much. And, you know, they look at your passport and they check whatever it is and stamp it. Nobody goes through that kind of, is this Interpol, is this...
With the technology, they put it on the computer, yeah. And your picture comes up on the computer, and it says 4 out of
that 4 of every 10 international passengers are still not screened. Yeah. I have no
idea. I didn't do that. Because when you go through
this,
but they make you feel like you're freaking carrying drugs. I'm not doing nothing, and I get so scared because they just stare at you for the longest time.
I was held in Canada for 6 hours over a curfew violation I had when I was 16.
The airline issue, when it comes to figuring out, there are still so many more questions than there are answers right now, and there are these family members of 239 people who have been lost, and this is a tragedy all around. Obviously, it's a huge security question to think how we are connected to each other, especially in this country, as we talk about our privacy with the NSA, but you would think that we would have better advanced technology.
Still these mysteries. All I can think of is Amelia Earhart. Do you know who I'm talking about? This is 100 years ago, but she got lost. Nobody has ever known where or what.
They have so much technology. I mean, they used to see a mouse fart on a plane.
You could see it or you could hear it. See, I wouldn't even say that. I wouldn't. Do we use FART on the air? I don't remember.
Just Roberta does that.
Roberta does that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the world continues to await news of what really happened to this plane. This is 3 days, no sighting of the plane. Everything seems to point to nothing. And that's really the strange part of this. There are a lot of online aviation forums, Kenny, that are littered with posts suggesting various reasons for the disappearance, where the wreckage may have ended up, more prosaic explanations and theories. Let's see here. Professional Pilots Rumor Network includes that the flight was struck by a meteor, hit by missiles. Let's see here. A military conspiracy. Other people, we've talked about the UFOs and how it could be transported into an outer space wormhole. Let's see here. Early reports of the passengers and their passports could have been. That's pretty much been discounted. But there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of speculating on this, and it sort of is, it would be difficult to believe the plane would have disintegrated in midair. It just doesn't make sense. Whether there were mechanical issues, the plane blew up, there'd be pieces of debris. And there isn't, nobody's found anything. Nothing. I remember when a TWA L-1011 lost a door over St. Louis, and the door landed in a cornfield, and they didn't find it until they chopped the corn in the fall, but they found it. So, anyway, there's a lot of theories and a lot of radar logs being examined, and nothing has been found, and so we move on, shall we? Mr. Snowden in the focus, 888-302-3684. I'm betting you're going to really want to be heard when it comes to Mr. Snowden and the latest bit from his reality. That's up next here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-9222. 3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Paid for by Sands Marine Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome3.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome3.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome3.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program, sort of breaking the rules in a number of different ways. Speaking of that, this conference, this festival, the South by Southwest Music Festival, has turned out to be a pretty interesting reality because there are a lot of things going on there that have nothing to do with music, as we hear in this conversation by host Mark Reardon, who has a conversation with Michael Calhoun. I used that word twice in a sentence, and I shouldn't have done that. He talks to Michael Calhoun. You like that better? The discussion is about, there's the third time I use discussion, Edward Snowden's appearance at this conference in Austin.
I know that this is a big conference, and I want to ask you about some of the news of the day, because Edward Snowden made an appearance at South by Southwest, but it wasn't in person, right?
No, I think if he came to the United States in person, he probably wouldn't be allowed anywhere near this convention center. He probably wouldn't have 5 seconds of freedom once he crossed the border. But he appeared via video conference, actually by Google Plus Hangout, routed through about 8 proxy servers, they said, from Russia. He had a green screen of the Constitution in back of him. And it's his first, you know, major. He's given interviews. He's posted video statements. But this is his first appearance or statement to a large audience. He took questions from the audience. He was basically part of a roundtable discussion. There really wasn't anything new that came out of this. He just kind of talked about his reasons. He didn't regret doing it. He said, this has made the entire world safer, whether it's a government or whether it's, you know, somebody at a coffee house with their laptop, because so many websites, Google, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft have all upped their security game. And because people are just more aware of security breaches, whether they be a credit card theft or a government looking at your emails.
888-302-3684. More. This will stir the pot on Snowden. What's he is all, going to the South by Southwest conference or being involved in it? How's that have anything to do with music? And what else goes on, Kenny, at this South by Southwest so-called music festival?
There are movie events, lots of movie premieres, interactive events, and a lot of technology stuff. Craig Newmark launched Craigslist at South by Southwest about, I guess it was probably about 10 years ago now. Twitter and Facebook didn't get launched there, but they launched shortly before their CEOs appeared there, and a lot of the music fans got excited about them, and that's what got them traction and built them into what they are today.
And we're carrying a story at DougStephan.com about the 3D Oreo printer. It was one of the big hits at this festival.
Yeah, that's new this year.
Wow. And a 3D Oreo printer. I want my Mapo. Maybe they can do a Mapo printer, right? So, all right, back
to
taking some calls on Snowden in a moment here on Good Day.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Next, Stephan's Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I examining the top stories of the day in detail with some thoughts from you here, there, and everywhere, whether it be facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, the email address Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, and your calls to 888-302-3684. So we were just talking about the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas. Edward Snowden made a video appearance there, and so that sparks people and their thoughts about trade, about Snowden. Is he a hero or a traitor? Sean, here in Florida, where I am, as a matter of fact, today, what do you think?
That guy, Edward Snowden, is a traitor. You're going to go over there in China, in Russia, and tell our business what's going on there, what the government been doing to us. I knew that in the 50s, way a long time ago. You don't go and talk on the phone about killing anybody or doing that kind of stuff. And I hope you do, because they need to catch you. You know what I mean? I don't mind about them spying on me on my phone records, because I'm not trying to hurt anybody. And I hope they catch every one of you that's out there trying to plot against this nation. You know, I love my American freedom. And with the technology these people have, how are we going to they bombard us in 9/11? I mean, come on, people. This guy should have talked to us here. We would have heard what he had to say to us.
Really? Is this, I don't mean to suggest something about one's intelligence, but when you, Kenny, we've noticed a difference in the quality of the callers over the years, haven't we? The quality of the intellectual stability of the people who like to call and be heard.
Yeah, especially they're light on facts or they're angry.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're both.
Both. June in Wisconsin, listening to WAYY.
The extreme.
extreme hypocrisy of Edward Snowden whining about, oh, the Americans are spying on everybody. Listen, Russia is monitoring his very thoughts, okay? Not just his phone calls and whatever else. And also, he was not forced to leave America. No. If he was really concerned about what's going on here, he should have stood before a congressional hearing and said this and that and the other. But where does he go? Oh, my God, this great bastion of freedom, Russia. And before that, China. I mean, there is something very wrong here for people thinking that this man is an American hero and he's in the very country that is trying to get the world on the brink of another war.
888-302-3684. Enough said. Richard, quick comment from Massachusetts.
I'm glad they're letting him speak. And this government of ours is so corrupt. And they're running like a bunch of chickens with their head cut off because they're afraid what he might say. And like they said, they would interview the NSA, but they won't come on because this government is so secretive that we have no idea what they're really doing. We're not free and we're not open with the American people.
We're caught in a warp, I think. Maybe you're right about that, Richard. All right, back to Florida. Fran, what do you think?
I understand about America being up in arms about him revealing that the government has been spying on Americans and looking into our personal business. But it's another thing for him to be revealing what we're doing to foreigners and to other people in other countries. That's what the NSA, I thought, was about. It was a security agency, and we're supposed to be protecting ourselves against outside interests. And I understand that he's revealing all of the stuff about us, and we're upset about that. But now the whole world is at arms knowing what we're doing with them. And what's the point of having spies if you've got someone within your country telling the whole world that we're spying on them and then going to Russia of all places? No, I don't want to hear any more about Edward Snowden. And everybody should be upset about what he's done.
All right, let's wrap it up. Tony's calling in to Good Day from Texas.
I consider Edward Snowden some kind of a hero because he's taken the chance to get information out there about the wrongs and corruption going on that's really being perpetrated on the American people. And it's people like Edward Snowden and those other people that's the only way we're going to be able to fix this stuff. And anybody that wants to shut that down and do business behind closed doors where the American people don't know what's going on, that's the ones that I would want those dang doors opened up and find out what's really happening.
Good man, Tony. All right, Tony in Brownwood in Texas on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.